What should we expect to be accomplished during the governor's first trade mission to Asia and to China in particular?
Well, the important thing is they say in China, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. As you've pointed out in the introduction, we haven't had leadership go to China, the fastest growing economy in the world, to help make sure that China's rise doesn't come at our demise. So I think what you're going to see on this trip is beginning to develop those relationships, which are critical to assure that we can have some job growth here in the great state of Michigan.
Former Governor Engler, as we're saying, was the last Michigan governor to go to China on a trade mission. Has the U.S.-China relationship shifted in a way that makes this a more challenging trip for Governor Snyder?
What's challenging is that we haven't had this relationship with China. It was started in Michigan with Governor Milliken back in the early 80s, nurtured by Governor Blanchard. We signed a sister province relationship with the Sichuan province. So the governor is there. He's going to develop those relationships. And you cannot have a business one-night stand in China. This is going to be something that it's going to need to continually to be worked on.
How does the Chinese business culture work? How does it affect how things play out and how quickly new relationships can be formed?
Well, we need to continually understand that China is still a communist, socialist country, and government is involved in a lot, and they expect to be engaged by the top political leadership in this country. The Asia Society, one of the most premier China-Asia organizations in America, has suggested that there's going to be $2 trillion, that's with a T, worth of investment over the next decade from China around the world. We have to make sure that some of that investment happens here in the great state of Michigan.
In a recent article you wrote, you talked about how China was far ahead of the curve in certain areas, including innovation. What does China stand to gain from forging a relationship with Michigan? What is Michigan bringing to the table that maybe another state isn't?
Well, we have a lot that the Chinese want and need. We have more Mandarin-speaking engineers and engineers in this area than probably any other place other than China. We have some of the best knowledge. We need to make sure that Michigan is the brain bank of the world where everybody wants to come for deposits and withdrawals. There's a lot that China needs and wants also because their economy has grown so much over the last few years. There are 300 million middle-class people in China today and millionaires and billionaires that are looking at places to go.
Should Michigan, however, be building an economic relationship with a nation that's known to have a history of human rights violations and labor practices that are considered by many to be unfair?
Are there issues in China? Absolutely. And we ought to take those issues on at the appropriate level. But at the same time, China is growing. One-fifth of the world's humanity lives in China, the fastest-growing economy of the world. They're going to invest somewhere, and I believe that we ought to address those issues, but make sure that we're doing so in a way that can benefit the Michigan workforce.
Tom, what about business culture? In efforts to keep up with China, does Michigan run the risk of losing sight of its own business culture?
Now, we learn from each other. I mean, it's always interesting to me is that as we study in their culture and their way of doing business, they're doing the same here. And we've got some very successful businesses that are in China that are benefiting us right now. If it wasn't for the Chinese market, General Motors would have been even in more difficulty than it is. Ford Motor Company is opening up 2 dealerships a week in China, selling Ford products. Amway, Herman Miller, a number of businesses are gaining a foothold in China, selling American products to the Chinese consumer.
Tom Watkins is a business and educational consultant in the U.S. and China. Tom, thank you so much for your time.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you.